PhD job search is different than a non-PhD job search for many reasons, okay? For starters, as PhDs, we're seen as both underqualified and overqualified in many cases, right? Figure that out. Most importantly, though, we are very busy professionals. Very, very busy, okay? And with educational and intellectual pursuits in the top 1% to 2% of the developed world. How can we execute a job search when we're already doing the job of 3 to 6 people, right? This is especially true for those of you still in academia, right? And what about if you have a high-pressure paper, grant, or defense coming up? In today's fast-paced job market, leveraging time-saving and productivity hacks is crucial for busy PhDs. Very crucial, okay? So first, what I want you to think about is how to prioritize and plan your tasks. You have to do this. One of the most effective ways to save time and increase your productivity is to prioritize your job search tasks, not just your academic tasks, okay? Tools like Asana and Trello can be incredibly helpful in organizing and tracking your tasks, or just use an Excel spreadsheet to create a Gantt chart. Start each day by identifying the most crucial tasks and tackle them first. This approach ensures that the most important work gets done, and it can also provide a sense of accomplishment early in the day. Second, embrace automation and technology. In an era where technology offers countless solutions, utilizing automation tools for routine tasks is a game changer. Okay, automating repetitive tasks such as email sorting, data entry, or calendar management can free up significant amounts of time. Tools like Zapier, right, IFTTT, allow you to connect various apps and automate workflows. You don't want to get too in the weeds here, but you want to make sure that you're doing things that'll simplify your life and just try to pick up one new thing every week or maybe even every month, right? You can automatically save email attachments to a designated cloud folder or sync calendar events across different platforms. Little things like this can save hours of time in a month. Third, effectively communicate at all times, okay? And really work on this. Efficient communication can save a considerable amount of time, especially in a remote working environment, okay? And a job search is remote. You're going to have to keep track of a lot of things that are happening when you're dealing with people far away from you. So you got to be clear and concise in your emails, your messages. You have to have great follow-up, in short. Utilize platforms like Slack for quick communication. And don't hesitate to pick up the phone or start a video call for an informational interview, okay? This can prevent misunderstandings about which roles are right for you and can really help you get a great understanding of industry quickly. Number four, take advantage of learning opportunities, okay? Investing time in learning in a job search can seem counterintuitive when it comes to saving time, but acquiring new skills or improving existing ones can make you more efficient in the long run, okay? So websites like Coursera, Udemy, they offer courses that can enhance, right, productivity skills. And it's not just about the technical side of this, but you want to improve, right, your ability to communicate. You want to improve your ability to organize things. You want to improve your ability to feel in control and be tackling the right priorities at the same time. Fifth and finally, use productivity apps, right, effectively. It's essential to choose these wisely. Too many apps can lead to information overload and decrease efficiency, decrease productivity. So find a few that work well for you and stick to them. Apps like just simple notes on your phone, or you could use something like Evernote. It's a bit more complex. Or Pomodoro timers to manage intervals of when you want to work on your job search and be done with it can be very useful, but don't go overboard. Sixth, regularly review and adjust your strategies. Okay, what works well one month may not be effective the next month, especially with how fast today's job market is moving. So regularly review your productivity strategies and then be willing to adjust them. Stay informed about new tools and techniques, right? Follow productivity blogs and podcasts, but again, don't get stuck in an endless learning loop. Remember, the goal is to execute and get hired, not learn for the sake of learning. You've done enough of that in academia. Right. In conclusion, by prioritizing tasks, embracing technology, communicating effectively, continuously learning, networking, and maintaining a work-life balance through all of this, right, you can get ahead faster in your job search. Just make sure you're using the productivity acts judiciously and you're regularly reviewing your strategies. If you do that, you'll stay ahead when it comes to saving time. You want to work smart, not just hard, and in a job search, always keep an eye on execution. See it as a river flowing. Strategy, you want to come back to that every few days, reprioritize, so prioritization, and then execution. You want to keep that river flowing, and it's an endless loop. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a 2-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder. That's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program. That'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now, the book, the resume builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.